On the line now, I have Jackie Hoy from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
And we're going to be talking about illness benefit, how to apply.
We are, John. Okay. So just to get straight through it, illness benefit is a payment from the Department of Social Protection. And if you cannot work because of illness, you may be eligible for this payment. You must be age under 66 and satisfy PRSI contributions that you receive from employment. Illness benefit is not linked to your employer's policy of pay from sick leave. So if you have got a sick leave policy in your job, you need to talk to your employer about it. What usually happens is when you're filling out the illness benefit form, you put your job's PRSI or your job's bank details on the application form, and it gets paid to your employer, and then your employer pays you. But you must have a chat with your employer to see what they have in place. And if your income is too low and you've no income coming in because you're out of work sick, you can apply for a supplementary welfare allowance while you're waiting on the illness benefit to come through. And you can apply for this through your local Intreo office. Now, when COVID-19 and the enhanced illness benefit, when a worker is told to self-isolate by a doctor or has been diagnosed with COVID-19, they can apply for the COVID-19 enhanced illness benefit payment, which is €350 a week. The COVID-19 enhanced illness benefit is different rules. What this means is you can go on this straight away from the first day you're diagnosed. But the rules for the ordinary illness benefit, you must apply within 6 weeks. Since the 1st of March 2021, the number of days, it used to be a few years ago, 3 days, you had to give for nothing. Then they went up to 6 days, and they've now reduced it back down to 3 days, which means that you still have to apply from the first day of your illness, but you don't get paid for the first 3 days. And Sunday is not counted in a day of waiting. The only time that 3 days are not applied is if you're getting certain other social welfare payments within the 3 days of the start of your illness payment. Now, the qualifying PRSI contributions, to qualify for payment of illness benefits, you must satisfy two conditions. You must have at least 104 weeks PRSI contribution paid since you start working, which is 2 years, and or either 39 weeks of PRSI contribution paid or credited in the relevant tax year, of which 13 must be paid. If you do not have the 13 paid contributions in the relevant tax year, then 13 paid contributions in one of the following tax year can be used instead. Either of the two tax years before the relevant tax year. So the last completed tax year before this year is, so what they say is this is 2021. So they're looking at 2019 to have the 39 PRSI paid and the 13 credit. So, or you can have 26 PRSI paid in the relevant tax year and 26 years to the year previous. So the relevant tax year is the second last completed tax year before the year in which you claim for illness benefit begins. So for example, if you're claiming in 2020, they're looking at 2018. If you're claiming in 2021, it's 2019. Only PRSI contributions paid in classes A, E, or H and P count towards illness benefit. Most employees pay a class E. If you are getting a long-term job seeker's allowance, pre-retirement allowance, invalidity pension, carer's allowance, carer's benefit, immediately before you apply for illness benefit, you do not need to have the 13 paid contributions. Now, to help qualify for illness benefit, you may combine your Irish PRSI contribution with social insurance contribution from another country covered by EU regulations. So what they're saying, if you did work in another EU country and you needed to use PRSI together with the Irish ones, you can add the two of them together. Now, illness benefit lasts for a maximum length of time of 2 years. I mean, if you're only on it for 6 months, 8 months, 3, 4 weeks, that's fine when you return to work. But if you've got the contributions that last for 2 years, which is 624 days, and you've got the full contributions, or 1 year, which is 312 days of payment, if you have between 104 and 259 weeks of contributions. So that's if you haven't got the full entitlements. So what you do is, you have to get a form off us. You also have to go to your doctor and get an illness benefit cert. You can get the other, there's two parts of the illness benefit, as I said. One part you can get from your local Intreo office or the Citizens Advice. You have to fill that in. You've also to get a cert stating that you are unfit for work and how long it's going to last. You also remember to get a carer's or a doctor's note from your job to cover you from being out sick from employment, which is different to the CERT, but you will need both. So as I said, it's to the doctor, to the local interview office to get your form. It has all your personal details on it. The CERT from the doctor just states about your illness and how long you're going to be out sick. You fill both of them in and you send them off. It is to a PO box number that's written on the end of the form, and it will be free post on the envelope. So you have to earn over €300 a week to get the full maximum amount, which is 203. If you earn between 220 and €299, you only get 159. If you earn between 150 and €219.99, you get 131. And if you earn less than €150 a week, you get 91.10. So it does depend on how much you earn. To get the maximum, as I said, you must earn over €300 a week. Illness benefit is taxable income, so you'd have to let the revenue know, and you can, if you're eligible, claim for an adult dependent or child dependent on it. So if anybody's got any other queries in relation to the illness benefit form, either filling it out or a query about the PRSI contributions, give the Citizen Advice and ring at 0761078190. We are back starting to open back up to the public. We are answering queries by phone. And we're also, people have problems with filling out forms. We are making appointments for people to come in, and we're back helping people fill out forms if they need the help. And that's it for today, John.
Okay, Jackie, thanks for that. And we're getting back to normal slowly but surely.
Yeah, okay. We are indeed.
Right, thank you, Jackie.
Okay, John, bye.
Bye.